How would you like to streamline property investing operations with AI? Today we have a very special guest. His name is Jack Haas, and what's so special about him is that he helps real estate investors implement AI and automation in order to streamline operations. So, Jack, tell us about how this works and how can a property investor close more property deals or streamline their operations with AI?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashko shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
Well, there's a couple aspects that I kind of focus on. One of them is when we're dealing with distressed property owners, we get a number of phone calls, and we have definitely found that there is gold in that follow-up. So the big aspect there is being able to get them to stop calling that next investor or shopping for the next opportunity. So what we want to do is when that person is calling in, if you're not available, we can implement an AI receptionist or other functionality to do some of that initial follow-up in order to get them to stop calling that next investor. We're trying to make sure that that individual is feeling heard and that their issue is being taken care of. The other aspect of it is if we are now buying properties, whether it's for rentals or that's primarily the thing, if we're looking for that passive income, as real estate investors, we quickly learn that this is far from being passive. And we have to be very active in our real estate investing and our portfolio and management. So there's tips and strategies that we can implement, AI being one of them, to ease some of that burden and work towards being as passive as possible.
Thank you. Tell us some case studies of property investors that have used your AI tool in order to maximize their property returns or to simply streamline their operations so they can become more profitable and leak less leads and leak less profits.
Well, one in particular, we have one investor who actually has a full-time job and he isn't available 24/7. And he was paying a virtual assistant, a team of virtual assistants to answer those phone calls on occasion. However, it gets very costly and we were able to implement an AI assistant to actually answer those phone calls. We can train that AI assistant on your standard operating procedures, your SOPs, and your branding. So it stays in line with what you want to communicate. And it will do everything, including that initial vetting, collecting some of that basic initial information like property details and what maybe even what is going on. But it'll also set up the calendar appointment and put books time that you're available to either return their call or if you need to go on site. So it can even book that calendar event. On the property management side, that's where things start to get kind of exciting because we have another AI agent that can be trained not only on your lease agreement that you're using when a resident is being placed, but you can distinguish between an existing resident or somebody who is just simply interested in a property or a rental unit. And when that person contacts, the AI agent can treat them differently. So for example, we have a situation where the current residents might be calling in asking about something, whether it's on the state law or what's on your lease agreement. And the AI agent can answer some of those questions on your behalf. You can kind of think of it as a FAQ, if you will. So it takes those repetitive questions off your plate, and the AI agent can answer that. What's really cool is that I'm eventually round two of that AI agent is going to then, if a resident calls in and asks for a maintenance request, the AI agent can then reach out to your contractor, such as the HVAC or your plumber or what have you that you have on file, and book those type of appointments and actually coordinate those efforts between the resident and your contractor to get that taken care of too. So that's round two. That's coming in the near future, but it's happening rather quickly. On the other side, where I was talking about distressed homeowners again, it's really about making sure that they don't dial for dollars and move on to the next person. So handling those quickly within a few minutes can make or break a deal. And you can imagine when we're talking about distressed homeowners, where we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars per home, you're easily paying for an AI agent to handle some of that over the course of a year.
Thank you. What would you say is the main problem that your AI can help solve for property investors? Why is it so important to streamline your property investing operations? And what would happen if you didn't?
Well, a couple things. One of them is that as entrepreneurs, I don't think we place enough value on our own time. And if you're a one-man band or what have you, you will easily fall into the trap of working on things that are repetitive or low cost tasks is what I'm going to call them. And then next thing you know, you've blown your day. You likely should have been working on your business or talking to those distressed homeowners. That's where your time is better spent. So AI is the perfect solution and technology right now to implement, take advantage of these tools. And I've never seen a disruption like this in our lifetime, where it is definitely has leveled the playing field. And even the small time investor can implement some of these tools now at very cost effectively and compete against the big guys, the guys that are doing this on a national level that have huge budgets. You have the ability now to implement some of these things. The other thing is that we all have the dream of scaling your business. You might be doing one property a month or a couple properties a year today, but you're dreaming, your aspirations are to have a full-fledged real estate investing business. It's best to start making those necessary plans, implementing not only the AI, but the technology, but to button down your processes, establishing SOPs, standard operating procedures now, in order to eventually scale. If you listen to Alex Hormozi, Dan Martell, we have to be planning and operating this business as if we are eventually going to sell it. And the only way you're going to sell something or get it to that point is to make sure that you treat it as a business and do what we need to button up your processes.
Thank you. Tell us about how realtors can leverage this tool to optimize their workflow.
Well, realtors are kind of interesting. I've helped a couple realtors. One of them, of course, again, is the AI agent that can answer the phone calls and book appointments. Where it diverges a little bit is, the realtor isn't buying properties for the most part. They're looking for those booked appointments. So, in that situation, what's kind of neat is that you can build out an AI agent now to not only act as your virtual assistant, if you will. I've even have it set up so that if you're using a tool like Telegram, you can actually talk to your virtual assistant and then take notes, book appointments, do some follow-up emails. But a lot of realtors are also reviewing a lot of documents. There's a lot of things that occur when you're buying and selling properties and working with these people. So you can actually have AI agents summarize some of those documents, summarize some of those emails, categorize and help you keep things in order. And that even could be like keeping things in order on your Google Drive, on your OneDrive, those type of things where you're storing documents and trying to keep things straight. But I almost joke that we're only restricted by a person's imagination at this point when it comes to leveraging some of these tools, when it comes to AI.
Thank you. What would you say property investors tend to fail to do generally when they are not streamlining their property investing process with AI? Is it that the main problem is that they tend to, let's say, first of all, let's say someone was to call them up or to try to reach their website, they wouldn't get, let's say, an instant answer. That would be like one problem, right? They're not like available 24/7, and that way their leads can actually fall through the cracks. That's one of the major problems. Is there anything else that you'd say most property investors fail to do that kind of leads to them losing like a large amount of profits?
Yeah, well, the speed to lead is number one, just like you brought up. There's time and time you can, depending on the study you read, if you respond within the first 5 minutes of somebody calling in, your chances of closing that opportunity increases by like 70%, if not more. I mean, it's a significant improvement. The other thing that investors neglect to do is taking the time for communications. When we talk about streamlining operations, we are really talking about making sure that everybody is on the same page, everybody knows what's going on, updating the CRM. I mean, some of this stuff sounds really basic, but when you are busy and you're driving from one place to the next looking at properties, th some of this stuff gets just falls through the cracks. You might be forgetting some details or what have you. But imagine if you have an AI agent on your phone, whether it's simply calling a phone number or talking to Telegram app, as you're driving to the next, you go hands-free and you can just spew things that are off top of mind. You don't have to keep it organized. You don't have to do anything. AI will take care of that. You can just speak your thoughts as you're going to your next appointment and then let the AI agent update the CRM, update your documents, update your notes so that you can concentrate and focus on those relationships. This is one of those things when AI is kind of scary to a lot of people. But I describe it as like we are building your Iron Man suit. We're giving you the technology, but we need that human in the middle. We're allowing you the time and freedom to build the relationships and actually focus on where the deal actually happens. And that happens when you are the one talking to and communicating with those people, and let AI and automation streamline the operations, and so you can focus on what truly matters.
Thank you. Tell us about how this AI tool can help with disconnected information. So let's say that I have a conversation with a client, and let's say the client calls me up, and then I have some partial conversation with a client in my WhatsApp, and part of it is in my Facebook, and part of it is in my LinkedIn with that same client, and then part of it is, let's say, I met the client at a separate meeting. Is there any way to kind of connect all of this disjointed information into something that gives, you can say, the AI and me a better picture of that, you can say, a sales process that I've had with that particular person?
Absolutely. And in fact, that's a great point. You do truly need to have a single point of truth. A lot of people use that as their CRM today, but it's usually a manual process. So yes, you can actually implement a lot of things now that will consolidate that information. So not only are you up to date, but your team is up to date and the And you got to start to see these AI agents as part of your team. So that whether you're using something as simple as Airtable or BoostSpace or a CRM, yeah, absolutely. You tie these in and make sure that it's keeping a single point of truth. I call it a single point of truth.
Thank you. Tell me more about how this works with Airtable to kind of create like a cohesive data that gives me an idea of all the different touch points that I've had with a customer, especially if if I'm running ads as well. Because for example, I had one podcasting guest that was talking about how, let's say if he had a sales call with a person, he would make sure that that person saw him on social media, on Facebook, with retargeting and remarketing ads 8 to 12 times before the actual meeting. And I'm wondering whether there's any way that you can leverage Airtable or the other tool that you mentioned for creating like a cohesive data of, okay, how many times did this client saw me? Let's say he saw me like 8 to 12 times in social media. We also spoke like on WhatsApp. We also spoke on the phone for 12 minutes. We also met at a separate event. We also spoke on LinkedIn. He also sent me like 5 different emails with the different criteria that he wanted. And all of this information, how can it be leveraged to kind of get a clearer picture of what this client actually wants? Because I find, for example, like I have really great memory, okay, but I would say most people don't. And for example, you could be talking to, hundreds of clients. Well, I don't know if hundreds of clients, but definitely 20, 30 clients a day. And then by the end of the day, you forgot, what this person wanted, like what kind of building, what kind of property, what kind of, all these different things. And there's so many little tiny details. And I think that, for example, for some customers, having a particular thing in a house is like so important, and not having it is also like so important. And how do you like keep track of all these little details that make a massive difference to this person and at the same time make them feel special and make them feel, deeply cared? And you basically really need like an AI or a CRM or something that can help you track of all of track all of these different details that that particular client wanted, in order to support your work. It's because otherwise it's like, how are you going to remember all of these different details that the client wanted?
Well, I usually focus on the low-hanging fruit there. If most of your communications are happening through your email, phone calls, personal meetings, those are usually the ones that we're going to hit first. I completely agree and understand what you're saying regarding the ads. When we're talking about Airtable, Superbase, Boost.Space, any of these tools, to give everybody an idea, these are online databases that you can implement. Imagine them as a big Google spreadsheet or an Excel spreadsheet. You can imagine when you're shoving that amount of data into these databases, it can get unrecognizable to you. You can imagine how much data is going to be shoved into these. So that's why I kind of focus more on making sure that the CRM is updated and providing those level of details to the CRM so you have an idea. What's also great about this too is that even though it might not look like makes a lot of sense to you because eventually it's just rows and ro rows and columns in these databases, the AI loves that type of format. It really excels in understanding those details. So you can imagine what it's like to have an AI agent that can understand the details like that, sees an appointment on a calendar invite. Let's just paint this picture here for a moment. You have an appointment, your third appointment as a realtor with a potential seller or a potential buyer. The AI agent sees the appointment and understands immediately that that appointment is associated with that customer, goes back into your notes, and then before your appointment, it sends you a summary of what you've talked about already and some of the highlights that it already remembers from previous appointments and visits. That you can imagine how powerful that would be when you're going in there, because now that individual not only is trusting you because they're meeting you that many times, but you remember that level of detail, bringing that they that's going to make them feel very special that you remember, because they likely know how busy you are.
Thank you. Tell us what else you would like property investors to know about a Real Deal Crew, the AI tool that you have for streamlining property investing operations?
Well, I would just really like people to have this in their mind, is the fact that we've gotten into real estate investing in order to have passive income. And if you're involved in real estate investing at all, you've learned now how you don't need me to tell you that we've been sold a bill of goods. It isn't true. Passive income is the most elusive thing in real estate investing I think we can possibly see. And it takes you to make the active decision that you're going to do something about it. If you truly want to become passive, the only way to do that is through people or AI and automation. And if you are like me and you'd rather not have a huge payroll, you're going to try to automate as much as possible. And that's where Real Deal Crew comes in. We can help you not only establish some standard operating procedures, but find you the quickest path to some sort of success. Right now, everything when it comes to AI, everything AI is a hammer, everything's a nail. We're seeing companies shoving AI into everything. And people are having various experiences leveraging this technology. It takes a little finesse to make sure that we put up the necessary guardrails so that you can see some return on investment and some quick wins. That's truly the way you're going to start to see your way to some sort of passive involvement.
Thank you. Tell us what a property investor might use in the absence of an AI streamlining software, and how does the process differ?
Well, the big thing is that you're usually up until the last year or two, we would be throwing people at anything and everything. Virtual assistants, whether it's in the Philippines, India, overseas, that's quite popular and it's very cost effective. The problem with that is that if you are pushing yourself as a local investor who's talking to these homeowners, if you have somebody with a thick accent, let's face fact, with the amount of scamming and everything that we're dealing with these days, people aren't going to typically trust that. I mean, that's just face fact. I mean, if you have somebody calling them or returning a call with a very thick accent, and I don't, it's just this situation we live in. With an AI agent, if you can have it answer a phone call, not only can you tell it what accent to have, you can even pick the voice. And in some situations, I can even record your voice and have it call on your behalf and it sounds like you. It can read your emails and speak like you. So it has a way in which to. So they have that consistency and they believe that I have transcripts of phone calls of people calling in. And as far as they're concerned, half the time people understand that they're talking to a robot. The other half, though, they do think that they are talking to an individual. So you can either throw a lot of people at it, increase your payroll, and all of the responsibilities that come with it. Or you can now consider deploying some of these tools that never need a break. They don't take vacations. They don't get sick. And they'll just keep operating and take those phone calls at any hour of the day.
Thank you. Let's take an example. Let's say that you have a property investor that is managing 300 million worth of assets, and let's say that they're in the business of collecting funds from different investors that invest, let's say, in multifamily projects, from 50,000 to 100,000 and much higher as well. So give us some use cases of how would a property investor who's managing 300 million dollars worth of property assets, how would they leverage this tool to optimize their existing operations?
Well, the big thing there, and I've talked to a lot of those type of syndicators on my podcast. Their number one issue that they're always trying to stay in front of is investor communications. The transparency and keeping in touch is the number one thing. And you can imagine it's like drilling for oil, right? If we stay, it's way easier to engage those people who've already made the investment in your syndication than it is to find another investor. So, staying on top of those communications, answering their emails, answering their requests. When you're talking about assets at the level that you just did, that can be daunting. And there's going to be a lot of emails, a lot of communications. But imagine now you have an AI agent that I'm not going to say, especially at first, we're not going to have that blindly emailing your investors. That would not be recommended. However, you could have it do some drafting. It could draft that initial response, have a human review it before it gets sent out. But when you're talking about tens, if not hundreds of emails a day, trained on your website, trained on your FAQ, you can imagine that some of that manual work can be lightened considerably just by that. Or having an AI agent keeping an eye on your blog posts and then drafting a monthly email that goes out to all of your investors. Staying in front of that and staying active. It's like what I was talking about. It whether you're dealing with distressed homeowners or active investors, you want to respond within minutes, not hours, not days. And these AI agents can help you with that. And what I think is really powerful is that not only do we put up the guardrails by training these AI agents on your existing knowledge base, but if the AI can't draft or answer those questions,
We lost you. Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, very good. You said that if the AI can't.
Yeah, if the AI agent can't answer the question, we can have it then set it aside, have it kick it to an actual human who answers the question. And now that answer can be added to the knowledge base so that the agent learns how to answer it going forward.
Thank you. Are there any other parts of the property investing process that, let's say, a multifamily investor would require help and could leverage Real Deal Crew AI for?
Well, one of the best ones and I use this one on a regular basis myself, is that state and local laws change all the time. So having an AI agent keeping an eye on some of that, you want to make sure that you follow and validate a few of these things b before you just kind of blindly accept the information that the AI agent's giving you, of course. But it's definitely helpful to have an AI agent keep you abreast of any kind of updates or changes, or providing summaries and making any necessary changes as you are negotiating, or when it comes to not only negotiating but purchasing a house, but when you're placing a resident. A good example in my state, for example, we now have a law that requires us to place smoke alarms in every bedroom and in the main living area that have a 10-year battery life in. And that was a recent change. And I had the AI agent kind of gave me a heads up. So I had those smoke alarms installed in the apartments before any kind of local inspection occurred. So it really makes you look like you're on top of things. And when things change, even on a small level like that.
Thank you. Do you have an example of how I would leverage the scheduler, let's say Calendly or Schedule Ones, to integrate that with this property investing AI in order to optimize everything I'm doing? So let's say currently I have availability to meet podcasting guests on Tuesday. And sales calls on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and some other days as well, I think. And let's say, how would I leverage this information, and how would the AI leverage this information to get me booked appointments with property investors that, let's say, wanted to come? And let's say, if I was a multifamily investor, how would they kind of like book into my calendar, or would the AI suggest them a time and then they would then book into my calendar directly? Or tell me more about how this would work.
Yeah, well, it's kind of neat to watch it actually. 'Cause today, like if everybody's familiar with Calendly, you send a link, people click to it, and they just select the date and then they can schedule or reschedule. The AI agent actually does it slightly different. And it's more conversational based. So if you have somebody sending you an appointment request, the AI agent would simply respond with a few available times, like you said. And that's typically how I've done it anyway. But then I always have it also say, if none of these times work for you, give me a couple options. I'll do my best to accommodate. So when they shoot me back an email, let's say it's not on the short list that the initial AI agent, the AI agent can then check your calendar and then book accordingly if any of those dates work out, and then automatically send the calendar invite. But let's say something comes up and somebody can't make it. Today they'd go to your Calendly link and cancel or reschedule. With the AI agent, they just simply shoot an email just saying, "Sorry, I'm unable to make today's appointment. Would Friday work?" The AI agent would say, "Yep, absolutely. Currently have these slots available. Is any of those work for you?" It becomes almost conversational, and they
Thank
don't
you.
ever have to leave their email client.
Thank you. I remember of two cases where two podcasting guests couldn't actually make the time frames that I had in my calendar. So in this case, like the AI would say, actually, Lily is not available at, or let's say I cannot make this time. And what would happen if, let's say, the time frames that I have given, like the investor cannot actually come at any of those times? What would happen there, for example? So I can think of just these two cases where these people couldn't come, and therefore, I mean, I haven't thought of a solution, because do I want to kind of start a new day and then to have people book in the middle of another day? No.
Right.
So, you can say those two leads are kind of wasted. Can I say wasted? They're lost in a way for the moment.
Right. Well, you can always default back to something like a Calendly and just have the AI agent say, it seems like this is getting difficult to nail down. Here's my calendar. Go ahead and grab a time if that's easier. One of the other things that I think is kind of neat is that when you're talking about investors and we're driving from one property to the next, we could have the AI agent also identify how long it's going to take you to drive from one place to the next and book accordingly. So you don't have like phone calls and appointments stacked on top of each other. You have an AI agent now that takes into account that, oh, it's going to take them 30 minutes to drive to that other appointment. I need to put a gap between these appointments.
Thank you. That's a very interesting point about having certain blind spots that, let's say, a normal calendar wouldn't be able to do. Tell us more about blind spots that property investors might have in terms of lack of a certain type of information that they might need, but they just haven't thought of that, the AI could provide to optimize their entire operations. Is there anything like that you can tell us?
Well, I'm gonna point people to their buy box. Especially when it comes to real estate investing, we want to take a minute and establish what we perceive as a good deal, and we want to put that as into basically a standard operating procedure and try to stick to that because we're human. We will fall in love with a property or a person. We want to try to help somebody. We want to do our best to, we have a tendency of wanting to help where we can. And we that may cloud our decision making. So if we train an AI agent to act as your, I don't want to call a CFO if you, but you somebody who we want to train that AI agent on your buy box, establish those criterias and help you review those deals. I think you have a tendency of making wiser decisions and let the and give the AI permission to push back a little bit here and there. It really makes a difference when you're reviewing opportunities.
Thank you. What do you mean by that? Because I think I read somewhere that actually ChatGPT and some other tool, similar tools are trained to be very agreeable. Is that
Right.
what you mean?
That's exactly what I mean. These AI agents, or the ChatGPT, Google Gemini, you'll probably even notice that when you ask it a question, it'll typically respond with, "That's very insightful," or "That's a great question." It's to give you that dopamine hit so that you continue to use those services. However, you can tell it to not be so agreeable. A great example of this, and I'm going to encourage everybody to use this. I can send you the prompt, Lily, but there's a prompt by a CEO that I saw recently, and it tells you to tell me about something about myself that I'm not aware of. Do not lie to me. Be as blunt and open as possible. Kind of a prompt, and you'll be surprised what ChatGPT knows about you already, and the insights that can give you. But you actually have to tell it to be open and blunt. Don't hold back. Use some of that type of language in order for it to not be a sycophant and just tell you what you want to hear.
Tell us about any other things that this AI tool can help property investors to streamline their operations. Is there any other like blind spot or any other optimization that property investor wouldn't normally even think to put in place, but this AI could actually help to put in place and
Yeah.
to provide like a clearer picture of what's actually happening in your property investing business?
Well, I'm gonna shake the world of marketing here a bit, and I might be a bit controversial on this. Every business owner has gotten hit up by SEO, search engine optimization companies for their websites. SEO is being destroyed as we know it right now. And we need to be aware of that sooner than later. If you do a ChatGPT search on top real estate investing podcasts, you are likely going to find me rather quickly on an LLM. That is by design. I've been focused on making sure that I'm optimized for AI. For the last couple of years, I've been kind of trying to stay in front of this for a while now. And you're going to find that traditional search engine optimization for traditional websites, frankly, isn't going to be working much longer. LLMs use a very different method of recommending your website to potential visitors. They're looking for signals. They're not looking for content. like we used to recognize with search engine optimization. You were told a long time ago that you had to consistently post blog posts and the like on a regular basis. What's way more important for an AI like ChatGPT is the signals from other organizations that they see as credible. So work on establishing links from nonprofits, from your local chamber of commerce, from your anywhere and everywhere that you perceive as a credible organization. Those agents rely way more on that than generic content that you're posting to your website.
Wow, that's very valuable information. Tell us about what was I going to ask that was really, really important? Sorry, I just forgot it, but
I
let me
was
focus.
also going to just while you're thinking of it, the other thing too is that everybody, you might be even seeing Google business profiles. Those are really important, and there's some tricks there where you want to make sure some of the content on your Google business profile matches your website. That's another indicator for these AI agents. But I don't want you to ignore Bing, Microsoft search engine.
Thank you.
Bing,
I think
Microsoft is the biggest investor in ChatGPT right now, and ChatGPT leverages that Bing information over Google's.
thank you. What's the best way to engage auditory investors in your property investing business? The reason I ask you this is, for example, I encountered this problem in my book publishing business where, let's say, I prefer to write. Okay, so like any communication that I have, I prefer rather than like having a call, I prefer to like write you a WhatsApp. Okay, but what I found is that there were people that, unless I actually called them or like left them a voicemail, they would actually never read what I wrote. And it was like so frustrating to me, but I understand why, because they prefer to listen and learn information in an auditory way. And there are other people that are kinesthetic and visual. So they prefer to see the information, they prefer to experience it in person, they prefer to like perhaps come and see the property with their own eyes. Otherwise, they will not invest. Okay. So I'm wondering, is there any way to engage all these different types of multisensory property investors that like to learn and discover information a different way so that you're not turning people off? Because you could have the most beautiful website visually presented very well, but if you're not able to actually auditorially, like answer their information in an auditory way, they may not actually be interested in anything. Is it that you would implement just basically like an AI receptionist that can answer or do outbound reach? Is there anything else beside that that can be implemented?
Well, you bring up a really valid and good point. In fact, that might be something that would be typically off my radar. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Some of the things that I've noticed though is that, like, I use a lot of AI now to do coding when it comes to websites and the like as well. And what I think is what is great about some of that is that it has been identifying some of those blind spots that I wouldn't be focused on regarding accessibility on a website that I would typically have kind of pushed aside or didn't place as a priority. The big benefit there is, one of the things that you bring up is the auditory part. You can add, where, these AI agents can record the audio, and you can place that as a playable button on your website today too, so it actually reads the blog post. But if it's an accessibility thing, a lot of the people that are going to have the accessibility, you just want to make sure that your website and your material has those abilities to be accessibly enabled. The bigger benefit though is that the AI agents, again, you almost have to treat them as if they are accessible, they need that accessibility, and they will use that information as well in which to index and and consume the data on your website and your web page and your blog posts and what have you. So leveraging AI to produce some of this naturally causes it to be accessible in some ways in that you might have not thought of in the past.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs and property investors can connect with you to find out more information about Real Deal Crew AI to streamline their property investing business.
Well, you can always find me at realdealcrew.com. That's where most of the information is. My podcast, I have a couple of them, but if you're interested in the technology side, that's Real Deal Cast. But realdealcrew.com, all my links are there, including I post all the blogs and podcasts and YouTube videos, everything is there. So realdealcrew.com.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.